It's a schuss and an honor to be here today. As I say every week, one of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. We started a new Sefer Shemos, and we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions, and then we're going to come out with that major yesod, that major foundation point that we could bring into our lives in a very real way. The Torah tells us in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, Ve'ela Shemos b'nei Yisrael haba'im mitzrayma, Eis Yaakov Ishu Besu Bo'u. The Torah says, and these are the names of the children of Klal Yisrael who are coming to Egypt. And we know when you ever want to understand the essence of a Sefer, you always have to look at the Rishonim, at the Achronim, and see how they describe the Sefer. Comes along the Halo Ramban in 1194 to 1270, the great Rav Moshe ben Nachman, and he writes in his Akdamah to Shemos, you know what the name of the Sefer is? The name of the Sefer is Sefer Geula. And obviously, Klal Yisrael is in Mitzrayim, and we all know that they're going to go and they're going to leave Mitzrayim. But why is that the focus of the name? Why is the focus of the name called Sefer Geula? The Ramban says that Bereishis represents Sefer HaYetzira, the creation of the world, the creation of our Avos. But why is this whole Sefer represented by Sefer Geula? Comes in its Siv, the great Rav Natali Svi Yehuda Berlin, the Rosh Hashiva of Elazhin, and he says, quoting the Bahag, you know what the name of the Sefer Shemos is? Sefer Sheni. But it doesn't make sense, says in its Siv. Bereishis is Sefer HaYashar, quoting the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Vayikra is Torah's Kohanim. Bamidbar is Sefer HaPekudim. And Devarim is Mishnah Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu, reviewing everything that he learned. So ask in its Siv, why is the name of Shemos Sefer Sheni? Question 1b. Question 2. We're introduced to Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest Navi, the greatest leader that ever lived. Perek Beis, Pasuk Aleph, Vayelech Ish mi Beis Levi, Vayikachet Bas Levi. A man came from Beis Levi and he took Bas Levi, and we all know that's Amram, who was the Gadol Hador. And when we learn about Moshe Rabbeinu's name, when we're children, we're told about Bas Paro seeing a baby, and the Medrash says that she stuck out her arm, and her arm extended, and she got Moshe. And the Torah says that why is he called Moshe? Ki min hamayim mishisuhu. Because from the water I drew him. It's very funny, in the movie The Ten Commandments, so the movie, when they're talking about Moses, they say, and now your name will be Moses, because I drew you. What? Maybe his name should be Drew. You know, like, what is drawing him have anything? Okay, it's a kasha on the movie. But still, we know that it's called Moshe, because Ki Amayim Mishi Suhu. She drew him, Moshe, Mishi Suhu. But there's an obvious question. We know that Medrash says that Klal Yisrael was Zocha to get out of Mitzrayim because they didn't change their language, they didn't change their name, and they didn't change their dress. The Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu had 10 names. Avigdor, so many beautiful names. So why do we refer to Moshe Rabbeinu as Moshe? Moshe, that was a name given from the Egyptian, from Bas Paro. And that's the name that sticks. Moshe, so many people use the name Moshe. Very interesting, if you look in the Gemara, the Tanaim and the Amoraim, almost no one has the name Moshe. The Rishonim have Moshe. Again, we have the Tanaim, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yaakov, very interesting. But the obvious question is, why is Moshe's name, that's the name, Ki min hamayim mishi suhu? Question 2. Question 3. Moshe Rabbeinu's first interaction with the Ribbono Shel Olam. That first interaction, and we know first impressions mean everything. And what happens, the Torah tells us in Perek, Gimel, Pasuk, Dalid, Vayar Hashem, Hashem comes to him, Kitzar Le'ot, Vayikrov Elav Elokim, Mitoch Hasne, Hashem is coming to Moshe Rabbeinu through the burning bush, Vayomer, Pasuk Hei, Al Tikro Halom, Salna Lecha Me'al Raglecha. Take off your shoes. Ask the Bali Musar, what is this idea of taking off your shoes? What's the idea of shoes? We all know so many people shoes. When a person's moving up in the job world, what does he say? I'm filling his shoes. When a person, you can't judge a person, so you say you can't judge a person until you walk a mile in his shoes. Shoes are so important. We all women, they love their shoes, right? Everything has to match and it has to be nice. And they spend 5 hours with their shoes. I'll tell you a funny story. So I was playing basketball. I had my white sneaks from my high school days. And I was, you know, playing my ball, whatever, trying to do a little slam dunks on some people. I can't even hit a layup. I try though, never give up. So I was wearing my sneakers, and then I was getting changed. I got changed back into my clothes, and I couldn't find my other shoes. And I didn't know what to do. I couldn't find my loafers. So I was wearing a suit with my white sneakers, and I was walking around, and people were like looking at me like I'm from outer space. It was crazy. I felt like I was from outer space. Wow, shoes. I was wearing white shoes, and I feel so, it's different. Why are shoes so important? What are shoes about? So again, let's just review three questions. Again, like we always do, the Gemara tells us in Brachos, that you need to have clarity. You're sitting on a bus, you're talking to a guy, you're like, oh, I need a quick Dvar Torah, give me a quick Dvar Torah. Here we go, and we're going to come out with that Yesod. Question one, the Ramban, why is it called Sefer HaGeula? According to the Nitzir, why is it called Sefer HaSheni? Question two, why the name Moshe Rabbeinu? It's an Egyptian name. And question three, what is the focus? This first interaction with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why does Moshe need to take off his shoes? Comes along the Ramban in his Akdama, and the Ramban says something amazing. The Ramban says that the whole Tachlis, the whole purpose of the whole Yetzias Mitzrayim experience is to have Hashros Hashchina, is to have the divine, to have Hashem in our lives, and it's to get the Torah. So we go, says the Ramban, you know why it's called Sefer Geula? Because although we were supposed to be in Mitzrayim for 400 years, and then it changed to 210, and Hashem, out of his rachamim, went and he took us out of Mitzrayim, he was forming us as a nation. He was making us into Klal Yisrael, except we're not Klal Yisrael without the Torah. The whole Sefer Shemos is called Sefer Geula because we're going from the individual, from the great Avos, from an Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, and then turning into a nation, getting the Torah. And that's what it is. Sefer HaGeula. The Ramban says that the last Pasuk that's found at the end of Sefer Shemos, and Vayakel Pikude, it says, Ki Anan Hashem Al HaMishkan Yomam Ve'ishtia Laila. Ki Anan Hashem. The whole purpose of Sefer Shemos is Ki Anan Hashem, is to take Hashem and take his Shechina and bring it into our lives. Says the Netziv, why is it called Sefer Sheni? Why is it, says the Netziv, it's an extension of Bereishis. We have a long journey. It's not just two separate books. It's the continuation of Bereishis. Bereishis represents, as we just said, is the individual, the Avraham, the Yitzhak, the Yaakov, how they persevered through their challenges and they became great. But then you come to a Shemos, and that is safe for Sheni, to become the nation, not just an individual, to become a nation. I once heard the Shem Rishon Rosner, he quotes the Ripshitzer, beautiful idea. We know in the Leil HaSeder, we have a minhag to eat an egg. So the question is, why are we eating an egg? So again, it's a zecher for the Chagiga. However, says the Ripshitzer, beautiful. You know why we have an egg? No, most living things, when they give birth, they just give birth to the thing. A cow has a baby, she has a cow. A person has a baby, they have the baby. But the only difference is the egg, the chicken. There's two stages for the chicken, that you create the egg, and then afterwards, the egg hatches and it becomes into that chicken. Why is that? Because there's two stages. Klal Yisrael is being set up from Sefer Bereishis, Sefer HaYetzirah, Sefer HaYashar, but then it's Sefer Sheni, because now we're going into the spiritual freedom, coming into a nation. And that's why, again, some people, we have an egg because the same night of Pesach is the same night of Tisha B'Av. So we have an egg of Avelus, of mourning. But even deeper than that, says the Rav Shitzer, that we go from physical, that we have two stages in life. We have physical and then we have spiritual. Min hamayim mishisuhu. Why is Moshe Rabbeinu's name sticking forever? That name, Moshe. Ki hamayim mishisuhu. What is it about? So we know that probably the most important idea, we've spoken about this before, when we spoke about Yehuda and what a Jew's about, the idea of Hakaras HaTov, recognizing and realizing that it's the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Hodah, realizing that Hashem runs the world. But it's amazing. Next week's Parsha, when we're going to learn about the Eser Makos, the Dam, Sfardeya, the Kinim, we know that Moshe Rabbeinu was not allowed to hit the water. Aaron had to do it. Says Rashi, quoting down from the Medrash, why is that? Because the Dam, the Sfardeya, the ground, it saved Moshe's life. So as Hakaras HaTov, he doesn't do that. Ask for Dessler, Michtam Eliyahu. These are inanimate objects. Ground? What is Hakaras HaTov to the ground? What does that mean? You're going to show Hakaras HaTov to the ground? So says Rav Dessler, an amazing idea. Rav Dessler says, Hakaras HaTov, obviously when someone does something for someone else, you say thank you. You show real gratitude. You appreciate it. But says Rav Dessler, there's another level. The Hakaras HaTov is for the person themselves. A person has the right perspective. A person realizes, wow, look what God did for me. Look what, He gave me this situation. He gave me this surrounding. He gave me the ground to cover the mitzri. Look what God has done for me. It's about our perspective. It's about how we look at things. That's what Hakaras HaTov is. When we realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done so much for us. As we all know, that Aseres HaDibros broken up, according to the Rambam in Demai, in the Parish Mishnayos, it's broken up 5 and 5. And the question that everyone asks is, why is Kibud Avim in the first 5 of Ben Adam L'Makom? So two answers. The Rambam says, according to Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Lamed, that there are 3 shutvin, there are 3 people that create a child, man, woman, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But says the Chinuch, why? What is this idea? Because there's an idea of Kibud Avim, is the idea of Hakaras HaTov. And when you're able to give thanks to your parents for giving you life, you're able to take that and channel it to God. That's why it's on Ben Adam L'Makom. So the first year idea, why is the name of Moshe Ki Hamayim Mishisuhu? Because Moshe has to give Hakaras HaTov to Basya, Basparo, for saving his life. And that's our whole essence, is Hakaras HaTov. Like, that's why we're called Yehuda, a Jew, because it's Hakaras HaTov. But there's another idea. The Achronim explain, very beautiful idea. The Achronim explain that we know min hamayim mishisuhu. From the water, you are drawn from the water. Now water is, and a liquid is very different than most things. By other things, you put something into a container, the thing is contained in the container. Yeah? However, by water, whatever you put that water or liquid into, it's going to conform to that thing. If you put it into a triangle box, the water will conform to a triangle shape. If you put water in a round thing, then it's going to conform into... So water is the idea of conforming. It's conformative. So what does Moshe Rabbeinu represent? Min hamayim mishisuhu. From the water, I'm not going to conform. If you look at Moshe Rabbeinu in this week's Parsha, you see real leadership. You see Moshe Rabbeinu standing up. He was in the house of royalty. The Ibn Ezra says that he grew up in Paro's house, and he didn't conform. He didn't say, oh, look, royalty, I'm going to be royal. But he saw his brethren. He saw his Jewish people, and he said, I need to help that. Moshe was a person that took action. He didn't just conform to society. And the whole idea of min hamayim mishisuhu is that we can't conform to society. We can't just give in. And again, society has done great things, and there's advances in technology every day, every moment. amazing, amazing advances. My father, he worked for IBM for so many years, and the amount, every day, right? He was involved in Watson and creating a talking computer and going on Jeopardy. And it's amazing what technology has done for us. But we can't always conform to society. Because if we conform to society, we're losing our essence. Our essence is being the Am HaNivchar. Our essence is bringing Torah and making it real. Not just learning Torah, but living Torah. And we see it from Moshe Rabbeinu, Min Hamayim Mishisuhu, that I'm not going to just give in to the water. I'm going to fight against it. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos, quoting the Pesukim, we know Vayhi Ben So Aharon, that we know Klal Yisrael, later on in Shemos, Klal Yisrael is complaining. And right in smack in the middle it says, Vayhi Ben So Aharon. It says the Gemara, why right in the middle? So the Gemara says that there are backwards nuns. Backwards nuns. Why? Says the Gemara, to make a separation between two things of complaining. Why nuns? So Unklis says, you know what a nun represents? A nun, Aramaic, is nuna, a backwards fish. Says the Gedolei Achronim. You know why it's nuns? Because maybe Klal Yisrael is complaining, but different than every other nation. Why? By Heben So Aharon, we have the Torah. We're not going to conform to society. We're going to show ourselves that we're bigger, we're better. We don't need to give in to everything. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu shows us. Level one, Min HaMayim Mishisu, the idea of Hakaras HaTov, the idea of perspective, look, even inanimate things, just being grateful to it. And the second idea is Min HaMayim Mishisuhu, that we're not going to die in. Why do we have to take, why does Moshe have to take off his shoes? Why take off his shoes? We know in Halacha, we take off our shoes in different times. Last week I spoke about Berchas Kohanim, Baruch Hashem, Mzoiche to be a Kohen, some Kohanim in my Shir, and Jukon is a Kohen. Right, we're able to duchen every day in Eretz Yisrael. There's the idea of Berchas Kohanim. You have to take off your shoes. You have to take off your shoes, Yom Kippur. You have to take off your shoes when you go into the Beis HaMikdash. And Moshe Rabbeinu takes off his shoes the first time that when he sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is the idea of taking off your shoes? Why does a person need to take off his shoes? Comes along the Bar Yosef, or Yosef Salant, who was one of the Gedolim Yushalayim, or Shlomo Zalman Orbach, he used to go to his drushas, and he made Rav Yosef Salant write down all of his drushas. And he says a beautiful thing. The Kuzari tells us that we know that there are different aspects of life. There's a domim, there's a rock. Next level, there's a someach, there's a plant. But the plant doesn't talk. If the plant's talking to you, you gotta see people, yeah. Then there is an idea of a chai, of a behema, a life. And then there's adam, comes along the Arizal, there's another level. There's the yid, there's the Jew. Now, why does a person wear shoes? Obviously, we wear shoes. Shoes, you have to make sure your shoes are comfortable and it's good. But there's something deeper than leather shoes. Because when you're wearing shoes and you're wearing leather, animals, leather comes from animals. You're showing yourself that you are greater than animals. We are on a higher level than animals. And there's some people in life that are not greater than animals. They are animals. They don't use their seichel, right? And they do whatever they want. They just conform to everything that's going on in society. But we're greater than that. We show ourselves that we are not just a human being that has intellect, we are also the Am HaNivchar. So when we wear our shoes and step down, we are showing that we are greater than animals. However, when do we take off our shoes? We take off our shoes, Berchas Kohanim, take off our shoes, Yom Kippur. Why? Yom Kippur is Judgment Day. On Judgment Day, we show that although we are greater than animals, we take off our shoes because there's one person greater than us, and we have to live with it, the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam has given us so much. He's given us so much brachas. We have to again channel that Hakaras HaTov, how much he's given us, and just keep on going further. So when we take off our shoes, we're showing that we are subservient to God. God is in charge. That's why in Avel, Rachmana Litzlan, someone loses a loved one, they have to take off their shoes. Why do they have to take off their shoes? Because although they're in a very low point and they don't understand, because we don't understand everything in life, we have limited view. Because if we understood everything in life, then what's the point? Our whole life is to take challenges and focus them to God and try to just build ourselves. But when a person is in the lowest state of avelus, he takes off his shoes because he shows himself that he's not in charge. So Moshe Rabbeinu is showing us the idea of humility. Moshe Rabbeinu is the greatest un of mikol adam. He is the most humble person. And when he sees Hashem for the first time, he's showing that Hashem is in charge. So this Sefer HaGeula, the Sefer HaSheni, the two aspects, going from creation, Maisa Avo Simen Labonim, as the Ramban writes, Maisa Avo Simen Labonim, the Avram, the Yitzhak, and the Yaakov, how we're Jews forming the Torah, but now we're coming as we're becoming the nation to become great. And then we're going to show that, how we're going to show our greatness by not conforming to society, by not giving in, by fighting against our temptations, showing that we're in charge. Our temptations are not in charge of us. Like when a person wants to diet, and a person, he wants to get greater, and he wants to lose weight, and it's so hard. He sees that chocolate cake. He sees that soda in front of him. But he needs to fight against it. He can't conform. Because the more you push, and although it's hard, the more you push, the greater the result will be. And then this idea of showing that the Ribbono Shel Olam is running the world, Hashem is in charge. Take off your shoes. Realize that Hashem's in charge. Just to end off with a story. I said this story before, but it's such a powerful story. The great Rabbi Victor Miller, all this stuff is coming out now. When I was a boy in high school, I had tapes. I didn't even know what I was listening to. Great stuff from Victor Miller. They used to have a tape recorder back in the day. Tape recorder, can you imagine? You press a button and a tape records. They had records also. People don't know what I'm talking about. But there was an idea of a tape recorder. And Rabbi Victor Miller, all his tapes are becoming, they're putting into MP3s, amazing. Rabbi Victor Miller, he was all about seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everything he did. He would take out an apple seed. He would take out the little things from an orange and show how one little sapling could turn into a whole big tree. And they tell a story that one time one of his grandchildren, they were going to visit the great Gadol Hador to Rav Victor Miller, and they saw that their grandfather, his head was stuck in the sink. His head was stuck in the sink. And they thought, oh my gosh, Zaidi, what are you doing? You're taking a bath in the sink. Why is your head in the sink? And they grabbed him out and they said, Zaidi, get out of the sink, are you okay? And he came out and the grandchild said, Zaidi, I want to understand, why was your head in the sink? So he said, I was walking and I was in New York and a big thing of pollution hit me in the face and I said, ugh, ugh, disgusting. And then I was thinking about it and I said, I just called God's world disgusting. I don't appreciate God's world. I don't appreciate breathing. I'm going to show myself that I appreciate breathing. I'm going to put my head and put it in the sink and show that I can't breathe without God. And that's what I was doing. Again, we're not all Victor Millers, but if we strive to realize how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in our lives, obviously we talk about it a lot, but we have to bring it in with our tefillah, with our davening, to energize ourselves and realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in our lives. Don't conform to society. Show yourself how great you are. Change your perspective, how God has done so much for us, how He's given us friends and family and the Torah. And we have to keep on davening. It was just a year ago that we had the biggest Siyum HaShas. And look, right now we're still struggling through these corona days and we have to daven. And they came out with a vaccine, and which is a medical miracle, and we have to daven that everything works and things get back, but not just things get back, but that the Mashiach comes and HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals Himself, that there's a Hashros Hashchina, that He comes and He's part of us. As the great story, just to finish with this, the great story Rav, the Brisker Rav, they wanted the Brisker Rav to become the Rav of Brisk, and he kept on saying no. And then finally they came back to him the third time, and he said, I'll become the Rav of Brisk. And when the Chofetz Chaim heard this story, he started crying. And they said, why are you crying? The Brisker Rav, the great Gadol Hador, is going to become the Rav of Brisk. And he said to the Chofetz Chaim, because they kept on coming to the Brisker Rav, and he kept on saying no. And then finally, after a couple times, he decided to come. That shows that we have the power to do anything. You could change someone's mind. So said the Chofetz Chaim, so why is Mashiach not come? Because maybe we don't want it as much. We need the Mashiach. We need the Hagoli Shechina. We need to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in our lives. And Be'ezus Hashem, everyone together, start off Sefer Shemo, Sefer Geula. Make the Torah more real. Make our mitzvahs more real. And Be'ezus Hashem, everyone should have an amazing, amazing Shabbos, Parsha Shemos.